I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Later in the program, an update on the West Virginia kidnapping case that shocked the country. One suspect is now being charged with a hate crime and Will.i.am on his YouTube video. But first, our regular Friday political roundtable. Today, we're talking about the role of the Latino vote in the presidential contest. On the Democratic side, exit polls show Hillary Clinton has an edge with Latino voters over her rival, Senator Barack Obama. We want to ask why. And although conventional wisdom suggests the GOP isn't really interested in courting Latino voters this year, could the emergence of John McCain as the presumptive nominee change that? Here to talk about all of this are Ruben Navarrete of the San Diego Union-Tribune and CNN.com. He's also a regular contributor to Tell Me More. And Arturo Vargas of the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials. Gentlemen, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Ruben, before we get into the specifics, does the term itself, Latino vote, have any meaning, really?
I think it does this year. It does because even though Latinos tend to break up along these fault lines regarding whether or not you're Puerto Rican, Cuban, Mexican, American, there are times, like during the immigration debate, where the groups come together. They coalesce in surprising ways. And just this week, there are already surprises along those lines.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about that in a minute. But Mr. Vargas, I want to ask you, let's take Florida out of the mix because, A, that primary has already passed us. Latinos do tend to trend Democratic, do they not?
Well, I think we have to be very forthright about how Latinos perform electorally. Latinos very much look at specific candidates and specific campaigns, and they have demonstrated that they are really willing to cross party lines depending on who the candidates are. Let's not forget, in 2004, depending on which exit polls you believe, George Bush received from 40 to 44% of the Latino vote. Now, I wouldn't say that that means that Latinos are therefore overwhelmingly Democratic if they gave up to 44% of their vote to the Republican presidential candidate. Latinos truly are a swing vote, depending on the dynamics of an election and who the candidates are.
And it has also been, it's been considered kind of a rule of thumb that Latinos don't vote their numbers in the population. For example, if so Latinos are, say, 12 or 13% of the population, you can't necessarily count on Latinos to be more than, say, 9 or 10%, in part because it's a younger population, in part because everybody isn't necessarily eligible to vote yet. But that's changing, isn't it, Mr. Vargas?
Well, at NALEO, we're doing everything we can to change that. We were trying to get 1 million legal permanent residents to apply for citizenship in 2007. And the USCIS, the new INS, received 1.4 million applications. We're only a year and a half away, almost 2 years now, away from the mass mobilizations that we saw in 2006. Let's not forget there were hundreds of thousands of young people who took to the streets. And the slogan that came out of those marches were, "Today we march, tomorrow we vote. Tomorrow has arrived."
Well, let's talk about the Democrats now. Until recently, Latino voters were supporting Senator Clinton by a 2-to-1 margin. In fact,
right,
there were some of her supporters were calling it the Latino firewall of voters. First of all, Ruben, why did she have that kind of advantage among Latino voters? Was it a firewall?
I'm glad you asked that, Michelle. Not enough has been said about that. What's being said about it isn't clearly understood. A lot of people talk about this being a vote against Barack Obama, even in the most obscene language, that this is about racism and Latinos not wanting to support a black candidate. Absolutely false, demonstrably false, when you look at all the various African-American candidates that Latinos have supported in the past. This was a pro-Clinton vote because Clinton got out there early. She's been working this campaign hard, the Latino community hard, for the last year or so. She rounded up all these endorsements from prominent Latino officials. She went down to the community, set up shop, got an organization down at the street level. She has the number one thing you can ask for, which is great name ID and a great brand attached to her, the Clinton brand. Let's be fair. You know, Barack Obama was slow getting off the jump on this. Hillary understood it from the beginning, and she got in first.
Mr. Vargas, you want to talk about that, too, because I think one of the things that Ruben's talking about, just to clarify, is that there has been a suggestion by some analysts, some of them Latino, Ruben, it has to be said, that Latino voters are disinclined to vote for an African-American. And you
heard
Ruben just categorically reject that. But what's your take on that?
Oh, I agree with Ruben. I think if you look at the actual data, Latinos have supported African-American candidates when they have run in areas where there are Latino voters. Tom Bradley in Los Angeles, Wellington Webb in Denver, Harold Washington in Chicago, David Dinkins in New York. The evidence is there that Latinos have supported African-American candidates.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News, and I'm talking with Ruben Navarrete, syndicated columnist and a regular Tell Me More contributor, and Arturo Vargas about the role of the Latino vote. Let's talk about the Republicans for a bit. Governor Mitt Romney dropping out of the race. It looks like Senator John McCain will be the Republican presidential nominee. We don't want to sort of completely discount Mike Huckabee, but there's just a commanding lead there on the McCain side. Does this change the tone, if not the substance, of the political debate on immigration, given that Senator McCain was the sole GOP nominee who was a supporter of, say, a path to citizenship for illegal immigrants, which is a position that put him at odds in many ways with the Republican base? Ruben, Mr. Vargas, I want to hear from both of you on this. Ruben first.
I lived in Arizona. I worked in Phoenix at the Arizona Republic for a couple of years. I noted with interest that McCain typically in his reelection campaigns in Arizona has gotten, get this, as much as 65% of the Latino vote. That's outrageous. That's unheard of. Nobody does that except John McCain.
What about you, Mr. Vargas? What do you think?
John McCain is not a Johnny-come-lately to the immigration debate. His position is well-known among Latinos. The work he did in last year to try to push comprehensive immigration reform in the Senate got lots of press and lots of high-profile attention among Latinos. And I think it does change the debate if he ends up being the nominee. We know that it's a divided party in the Republican Party on immigration. There are many people who are very disenchanted with Senator McCain within the Republican Party because of his position on immigration. And I think this will make the debate on immigration hopefully one that is civil, that moves away from kind of the really anti-immigrant kind of rhetoric that we've been hearing from some of the other candidates, and allow us to come up with some reasonable policies as we move forward in this country on how do we get control of our borders, but also come up with an immigration system that works.
But Mr. Vargas, given that the Republican Party is so divided on this question of immigration, what if John McCain puts somebody on his ticket? Again, we don't want to, you know, nominate him ahead of the voters. That's not fair to all the people who have yet to vote. But as we said, he has a commanding lead. Let's say he puts somebody on his ticket, because all the other candidates had a much harder line on immigration than he did. Let's say for the sake of balance or whatever you want to call it, he puts somebody on his ticket who is a different position. How does that play?
Like a Mike Huckabee? Yeah. I think that's going to be a real risk than for him to present himself as an alternative for Latino voters to the Democratic nominee on this one issue. But, you know, I do have to say, Latino voters are not a single-issue constituency. Immigration is absolutely critical and important to Latino voters, but they care about so many other issues as well.
Ruben, I'm going to ask you to speculate a little bit, and that's not fair to a journalist, but I'm just going to just see how this strikes you. If John McCain is the nominee, either Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama is the nominee, what does the Latino vote then do? What? How do you see that shaking out? Does the Latino vote become a swing vote? Does it split according to social conservatives among more on generational lines? What do you think?
I think this. I think that if it's McCain Clinton, I could see McCain doing 35% of the Hispanic vote, which is about what George Bush did in 2000. And is enough to win the presidency if you're a Republican, frankly. If it's Barack Obama, I think McCain starts off with a much bigger advantage. He probably gets as much as 45% of the Hispanic vote. If you're Clinton or Obama, make no mistake, you wanted to run against Mitt Romney. Boy, did you want to run against Mitt Romney. Now that hasn't happened, you are stuck running against a more moderate Republican. You yourself, if you're Hillary Clinton, have to explain to Latinos why it is that you can't make up your mind on driver's license for illegal immigrants and eventually came down against it. And if you're Barack Obama, you want to explain to people why you voted for a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border. I mean, this is a great campaign in the following regards. Arturo and I may agree on this. We don't want the Latino community taken for granted. If you want those votes, you're going to have to go out there and earn them. And that goes for Democrats as well. John McCain makes them work for those votes.
Mr. Vargas, any thoughts?
I think that's absolutely right. I certainly would not speculate, though. It's way too early in the election year to try to speculate on what level of support McCain would get opposite Clinton or opposite Obama. But it's a growing electorate, and they can make a difference in a very contested election.
Now, we've just gotten past Super Tuesday. Ruben, what's the next contest in which we are likely to see the influence of Latino voters?
In a word, Texas. On March 4th, you're going to have a situation where about 20% of the electorate in Texas is Latino, and they're going to make their voices heard. I hear from folks in Texas, where I lived for a number of years, that it's very, very close between Obama and Clinton there.
Mr. Vargas, what about you?
Texas will be absolutely critical. As of February 5th, more than 60% of all Latinos already have had an opportunity to vote in a primary. Once we get beyond Texas, more than 80% of all Latinos will have voted in a primary. This is going to be an opportunity for both Clinton and Obama to reach out to a Latino electorate with plenty of time. We have a month until March 4th. But I think it's going to be a dogfight between the two of them for the Latino vote.
Just briefly, can I ask us to look back just 1 second? There was a highly qualified Latino candidate in this race at one point, a Governor Bill Richardson of New Mexico.
Right.
There was a person who had international experience, a former UN ambassador, a member of Congress, executive experience, never got any traction. And indeed, Latino voters did not give him a whole lot of love. Any thoughts about why?
Yeah, a couple of things. You know, those Latino voters came alive on February 5th. The way the calendar was set up, you had exactly one primary in January that was had a Latino population to draw from. That was Nevada. On the other hand, Richardson deserves a lot of credit for actually crossing over various color lines and getting support from white voters in places like Iowa and New Hampshire. But lastly, let's be realistic. If you're running for president and ahead of you is John Edwards, the former vice presidential candidate, Barack Obama, a phenomenon, and also Hillary Clinton, the former first lady and senator from New York, they're going to suck all the energy out of the room, all the air out of the room. That's essentially what happened. There was very little left for Richardson.
I would look, should a Democrat win the presidency, I would look for Richardson to play a major role in the next administration.
Arturo Vargas is the executive director for the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials. He's also the executive director of the NELO Educational Fund. He joined us from our NPR West Bureau. Ruben Navarrete writes for the San Diego Union-Tribune and CNN.com. He joined us from KPBS in San Diego. Gentlemen, thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.